The Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Christian Tete Yohunu, has commended the vigilance of civil society, the police constant visibility and patrol as strategies which are deterring armed robbery and serious crime in the city. Speaking to Radio Ghana on crime control during the Easter, DCOP Yohunu said security is the responsibility of all and urged civil society to continue to partner the police and provide timely and credible information for prompt action to be taken.
There were no serious crimes throughout this period. I think you can also feel it if you are in Accra. You could feel it during this period of the festivity. The skirmishes that we had was that sometimes somebody will call you, you know, armed robbers have come there. The moment the police get to the scene, they say, oh, the moment the people heard that the police were coming, then they jump over the fence wall and run away. You know, sometimes there's a break-in. People are not in their house, then, and you heard that somebody has broken into somebody's room. They've taken a laptop. Those few skirmishes of crimes where they were not significant, only a few. You know, there were, people were so vigilant that the moment they hear any noise at their background, because now people are quite aware of police numbers, so police were always on the move, and then before they get there, they say, oh yes, when the people heard that police were coming, or the moment they raised alarms, then the people who were coming to the house with that criminal intent managed to escape. But for robbery per se, it has been relatively very calm throughout the Easter period. Yesterday, for instance, no single robbery was registered in Accra. You know, the third day earlier, there was no single robbery that was also registered in Accra. So for the crime, the petty things usually may occur, but we don't classify it to be very serious crimes that occur. But and the vigilance of the people also trying to call police very quickly to respond to incidents. You know, when they hear any noise at their background, or they feel that in their locality the suspected people who were moving there, and then they came to that area with some intent to commit crime. So with this, I can say that, you know, the general feeling was very calm. Yesterday, we organized special operations. We did one prior to the Easter, and then yesterday too, we also did special operation where we managed to get a lot of motorbikes. About 800 motorbikes were intercepted. And it paved the way for smooth celebration of the picnic. People who went to beaches, you know, we didn't get any serious crime, any major crime that was recorded at the beaches and then, you know, during places of celebration. So it has been relatively calm, very calm. It's a cumulative effort. The visibility, the serious patrol adopted by the senior officers themselves being on the ground with their men, both at the snapchats and on the vehicular patrols, and also the vigorous exercise we conducted on motorbikes. So we mentioned that motorbikes were being used for serious crime. You know, the Okadas and then the unregistered motorbikes that were used to snatch people their handbags, we managed to cripple them, you know, disable the criminals what they used in committing crime. So with this, you know, you could see that the metropolis was calm. Only genuine motor riders were seen in town, and then at least it has reduced, and then it brought everything to a very narrow view so that the police operations became very effective in the course of the patrols and then the visibility and snap checks.
On indecent dressing by the youth, especially girls, who are these days found of exposing themselves, the commander said indecent dressing is not part of Ghana's culture. Parents should therefore educate their children to desist from it.
There were no serious crimes throughout this period. I think you can also feel it if you are in Accra. You could feel it. This sense, in fact, should start from home, should start from school, and then should start from, you know, where we fellowship, and then in the churches that we go. You know, parents look on, and then they see their children dressed in that way, and they allow them to go. I think it should be a collective effort. Everybody, for me, I will not allow my daughter or my son or whatever it is to dress and go away anyhow. It looks as if there are people who cherish what they see. Each time I meet somebody, either from my family or otherwise, that I see you, the way you dress, quickly I make a comment on it. The moment I will make the comment, really, maybe the next time, you will not be tempted to wear that thing again. So let us generally try to let our people know that this type of indecency is unacceptable. It's not good for our culture. And so when we do it individually, I think, and generally, from all places, in the church, in the school, in the mosque, wherever we are, at home.
I agree with you, Commander, but you also agree with me that when you are going to the beach, you need special attire. You can't wear trousers to go and be swimming, you may drown. How about that?
Oh, yes, but if you are wearing shorts, there is a decent shorts that you have to wear. Some of our African countries, you go to Egypt, I was in Egypt, who are you to dress the way you like? You see, it is a culture that we have to build from here. You know, you can't dress the way you like. Even if it is a swimming costume that you want to wear, wear something that will match with your structure. Not to go and wear something that will expose every part of you. You know, to whom and for what? That is unacceptable, I think.
The COP Ohunu also touched on the clampdown on motorbike riders. He said the exercise would continue to stop miscreants from using the motorbikes to commit crime.
You know, this motorbike exercise that we conducted, you know, in the course of doing that, yesterday I had a message from my boss, the Inspector General of Police, informing me of, you know, the motorbike exercise that we are embarking and what we are saying that people are using motorbike in committing robbery. I know all of you are happy with the exercise we are doing, and I think you should continue to encourage us to do so that at least we can make the place safe. But I'm sure that when we continue with this exercise, as we have pledged that we'll do it, we know that all other areas within the metropolis will be safe.
I support the idea of the arrest of motorbikes. But in fact, when you leave Accra and you go towards Akachi, Abo, Aplau, and the surrounding areas there, that is what most of the young ones are now using for their livelihood. Is there any way that we could educate them or register them properly so that they don't use the motorbikes to do armed robbery and crime?
Yeah, so for using it to do commercial, you know, the law doesn't allow it. You cannot even register it and use it for commercial purpose. You see, the law is what is guiding us. You see, we made the law, we can amend it. If we feel that it has come to a stage that we want to increase the commercial activities by asking people now to what? Use motorbikes to pick people from one end to the other. Then that becomes another issue. But as we are here now, and that there's no legal means for us by which somebody can use motorbike for commerce, no matter how, you know, it is. Maybe they are finding a very short process of making money. They, in the village there, to just engage, find yourself to do something, depending on where you are, and not to use this motorbike as a means of avoiding the farming process that you have to do. It is taking them away from farming because they want to get out of farming and they want to do something very fast and cheap to enable them to make money. And that is what we shouldn't encourage.
You have the Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Christian Yohunu.